Let's go and talk about the BMW on Saturday. Al Ivanhoe is expected at this stage to back up. Lee and Anthony Friedman will also run Exospheric. Kieran Maher is sending up Jamaica. Darren Weir was down at Warrnambool this morning, and they gallop Humidor in the Sydney direction. He went super, is the report. The next horse is Tavigo, trained by Trent Busserton and Natalie Young. And Trent's online. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Just on the BMW, as I discuss it, Tavigo, how's the horse come out of that sky-high win?
Yeah, he's come through super. He's improved. Blake Shin galloped this morning. Blake galloped him this morning and said he's come on since the race, so we're very happy with him heading into the run on Saturday.
I guess Blake's had a few feels on it now, so he can give you that indication.
Yeah, he was very happy with the way he galloped up last time before the Sky Heights, but he said whatever he did in the race he would improve on. And this is the first time he's been on his back since the race, and he said he's definitely galloped better this morning than he did before the Sky Heights, so it's looking good.
Big races, obviously, all of these now. Did the Sky High win surprise you, or did you think he was around the mark to go close in that race?
I thought we'd be in trouble if he didn't run well, because he'd worked up good. He went great fresh up against Winks. He missed a start badly, and he hit the line good and run through the line really good. So we thought, you know, the way he was going and the way he'd had his first start, if he didn't run in the top three, you know, there'd be question marks asked. And he ran well, obviously.
Yeah, okay. So the target for him, will you run Saturday, and then where do you go with him?
Sydney Cup fortnight later. He's got 54 kilos. I think he'll relish the 2 miles, and it's obviously worth $2 million. But the two key races were always the BMW and the Sydney Cup, and we're right on target at this stage.
Yeah, understand. Just wanted to clarify, because there's markets all open on obviously all of these races. So the Sydney Cup, the ultimate goal. Rising Red is the horse that we saw run so well behind Ginger Nuts in the New Zealand Derby. So that really franked the form on Saturday. I guess you can't wait to get him to the races.
Yeah, we were 50-50 whether he ran in the Rose Hill Guineas, but he'd done a bit of travelling with the trip to New Zealand and the trip back, and he'd raced 10 days before he did in the Derby in New Zealand, so we just thought we'd either wait an extra week and run in the Tullock Stakes this week or head straight into the Derby. And he holds a nom for the Tullock Stakes, and we'll probably pay up with him, but it's more a precaution than anything, and we will probably go straight into the Derby.
Okay, and obviously he came over, what, just over a week ago?
Yeah, he travelled over.
I think it was last Monday.
So
he's settled in well, by all reports.
Yeah, great. He's eating, and he's eating good, working well. No complaints. And look, he probably should have won the New Zealand Derby with a better barrier draw, but in saying that, Ginger Nuts proved what a very good horse he was, you know, what a top-class horse he is on last Saturday, but the form's obviously been franked, so we'll go into the race pretty confident he'll be thereabouts.
Have you got a rider for him, say, in the Derby?
Got a couple in the mix, but nothing confirmed yet.
Okay, we'll wait and see what happens there, because it is a good ride, obviously, off the Ginger Nuts form. The two-year-old from Melbourne, just finally, Trent Jarrard, are you thinking about Sydney?
We definitely give it some consideration, and we nominated her actually for the Group 314 on Saturday, but we've decided to send her out in the paddock. She's been up a long time, and while she had a little break for 10 days after the trip up to Brisbane, she's still, you know, overall been in the stables a long time in the last 6 months. And while it would have been nice to pick up a bit of black type with her on Saturday, we feel she's going to make a nice 1,400, 1,600 metre filly in the spring. So we'll give her a good break now and aim up there.
Okay, we look forward to seeing her as a three-year-old then, for sure. All right, we'll wait and see what you do. So what you can pre-warn punters is that, and all these all-in markets, you've got to be cautious, but Rising Red is there in the Tullock, but at this stage you're probably preferring to go straight to the Derby.
Yeah, we'll know one way or the other after he gallops on Thursday, but it's safer to be in there and have the option of running than not being able to after a gallop Thursday, say. Yep. You might need a run, you know, so we'll pay up at the stage.
We'll wait and see. All right. Thanks a lot, Trent.
Cheers, mate. Thank
Good
you.
On you. Trent Busserton there from his Victorian base.